The opposite, of course, is the same as well, where he could charm people like crazy. Remember one time? Oh, it was the what the heck was his name? It was the head of the English Center Trust
for
George Trump brought his daughter, and she was like 14, and she was, you know, she's 14, and as you know, our father brings her to a Buddhist monastery. She really wanted to be there. She wanted to be somewhere else. She wanted to be taken to a beach. You know, and I'm sure there had to be some, or she was waiting for to get through this so that she could get to the promised beach, whatever. But anyway, John Chimes, he recognized that. And of course, she was really, I mean, one is just, you know, she's a shy, it's all very foreign. And as well as, you know, she's a teenager, and her father is sort of brought her there. And I remember the first day, she, you know, she was really held back and was kind of resistant. And I remember after I was with them, Paul, after they recently come, and it was about a day or two, he said, "I'll have her bowing before she leaves." And he was just so charming. It's just really warm and drew her in, and it was a really, and then actually it was quite natural without any sort of pushing or anything, but he just drew her in. It's just his kind of kindness, and it's just this incredible warmth that he could, I mean, he could be incredibly fierce, he could be incredibly warm, he could do the whole range.
There was all a genuineness, though, about that, to bring a person to a different place with the Dhamma. I mean, really, it didn't seem like just in the readings or whatever, he was playing people.
He's not just playing with people just to, just as a, some kind of power trip or something.
Yeah.
Or just, to be manipulative. Because also he's quite sensitive. I remember when he first went to England, there was the very first time he went to England, you know, it's the first time he's been out of the country, you know, almost the first, you know, he's been down to Bangkok a few times, he's not really been out and about in society, so. And then when he went to England, one of the times while they were there, some of these older British Buddhists, and one of them, this woman had invited them for the meal at her house, apartment, I'm not quite sure where, in London, and she was incredibly excited to be able to do it. She put a tremendous amount of effort into it, and she was very nervous around this great teacher, especially in Thai culture, you don't actually, like, as a monk, it's impolite to actually thank people for, you know, to say, "Oh, thank you." It's more of an even an expression of, you know, may you grow. You know, if you're going to say something, you say, you know, "May you grow in goodness and happiness," and that sort of thing. There's like a kind of a code that you can use, and that's more, that is polite with them. But when she had And then he just, and he only knew a couple words in English. And then he actually sort of, thank you. She was just so chuffed, and then had that tomato translate and say, oh, that was the most delicious meal I've had. That was just really sweet. Yeah. And then he just saw her nervous and you know, something out of his cultural conditioning, but he just was able to tune in and really do the right thing. Okay, let's have a quick break and come back.